Welcome to Morning Prayer and Worship. This is the fifth Friday in Lent in the church calendar. My name is Ben, and I'm so glad that you're here. Setting aside time as holy to the Lord, just to be with Him and Him with us. If you have a prayer request, as always, go to benwardmusic.com/prayer request. We'd love to pray for you. Thank you for your support by leaving a rating or a review. And also financially, benwardmusic.com/donate. Got more questions than answers now. Like why some mountains move and how. This time, you didn't lead me out. Heard your arms not too short to save, but you seem to be okay with letting me sit and wait. You know me, you see my fate. Even as you're giving your take away, I'm sorry that I'm this way, but I'd rather be honest than lie to your face. Standing in the desert, shaking my fist, is God still good? Oh, I think He is. Find me in the wreckage, praise on my lips. Is God still good? Oh, I think He is. I think He is. You slay me, I trust your heart. You don't fail and you'll never start. I know who you are, who you say you are. Standing in the desert, shaking my fist. Is God still good? Oh, I think He is. Find me in the wreckage, praise on my lips. Is God still good? Oh, I think He is. I think He is. You would never lead me to a place you'd ever leave me. No, you would never lead me to a place you'd ever leave me. No, you would never lead me to a place you'd ever leave me. No, you would never lead me to a desert where you'd leave me. You know me, you see my fate. Even as you give and you take away, I'm sorry that I'm this way, but I'd rather be honest than lie to your face. Standing in the desert, shaking my fist. Is God still good? Oh, I know He is. Find me in the wreckage, praise on my lips. Is God still good? Oh, I know He is. I know He is. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against You in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved You with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry and we humbly repent. For the sake of Your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in Your will and walk in Your ways, to the glory of Your name. Amen. Standing in the desert, shaking my fist. Is God still good? Oh, I think He is. Find me in the wreckage, praise on my lips. Is God still good? Oh, I think He is. I think He is. Oh, I know He is. I know He is. Thank you. Psalm 22. My God, why have you forsaken me? And are so far from my cry and from the words of my distress. Oh my God, I cry in the daytime, but you do not answer, by night as well, but I find no rest. Yet you are the Holy One, enthroned upon the praises of Israel. Our forefathers put their trust in you. They trusted and you delivered them. They cried out to you and were delivered. They trusted in you and were not put to shame. But as for me, I am a worm and no man, scorned by all and despised by the people. All who see me laugh me to scorn. They curl their lips and wag their heads, saying, "He trusted in the Lord. Let him deliver him. Let him rescue him if he delights in him." Yet you are he who took me out of the womb and kept me safe upon my mother's breast. I have been entrusted to you ever since I was born. You were my God when I was still in my mother's womb. Be not far from me, for trouble is near, and there is none to help. Many young bulls encircle me, strong bulls of Bashan surround me. They open wide their jaws at me like a ravening and roaring lion. I am poured out like water, all my bones are out of joint. My heart within my breast is melting wax. My mouth is dried out like a potsherd. My tongue sticks to the roof of my mouth, and you have laid me in the dust of the grave. Packs of dogs close me in, and gangs of evildoers circle around me. They pierce my hands and my feet. I can count all my bones. They stare and gloat over me. They divide my garments among them. They cast lots for my clothing. Be not far away, O Lord. You are my strength. Hasten to help me. Save me from the sword, my life from the power of the dog. Save me from the lion's mouth, my wretched body from the horns of wild bulls. I will declare your name to my brethren. In the midst of the congregation, I will praise you. Praise the Lord, you that fear him. Stand in awe of him, O offspring of Israel. All you of Jacob's line, give glory. For he does not despise nor abhor the poor in their poverty. Neither does he hide his face from them. But when they cry to him, he hears them. My praise is of him in the great assembly. I will perform my vows in the presence of those who worship him. The poor shall eat and be satisfied, and those who seek the Lord shall praise him. May your heart live forever. All the ends of the earth shall remember and turn to the Lord, and all the families of the nations shall bow before him. For kingship belongs to the Lord. He rules over the nations. To him alone all who sleep in the earth bow down and worship. All who go down to the dust fall before him. My soul shall live for him. My descendants shall serve him. They shall be known as the Lord's forever. They shall come and make known to a people yet unborn the saving deeds that he has done.
Shall be known as the Lord's forever and ever, known as the Lord's forever and ever, known as the Lord's, known as the Lord's, known as the Lord's, known as the Lord's. Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
May we be known as yours forever throughout the earth.
scripture lesson is Mark 10, 32 through 45. The disciples were on the road going up to Jerusalem, and Jesus was walking ahead of them. They were amazed, and those who followed were afraid. He took the 12 aside again and began to tell them what was to happen to him, saying, "See, we are going up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man will be handed over to the chief priests and the scribes, and they will condemn him to death. Then they will hand him over to the Gentiles, and they will mock him and spit upon him and flog him and kill him. And after 3 days, he will rise again." James and John, the sons of Zebedee, came forward to him and said to him, "Teacher, we want you to do for us whatever we ask of you." And he said to them, "What is it you want me to do for you?" And they said to him, "Grant us to sit one at your right hand and one at your left in your glory." But Jesus said to them, "You do not know what you are asking. Are you able to drink the cup that I drink or be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with?" And they replied, "We are able." Then Jesus said to them, "The cup that I drink, you will drink. And with the baptism with which I am baptized, you will be baptized. But to sit at my right hand or my left is not mine to grant, but it is for those for whom it has been prepared." When the 10 heard this, they began to be angry with James and John. So Jesus called them and said to them, "You know that among the Gentiles, those whom they recognize as their rulers lord it over them, and their great ones are tyrants over them. But it is not so among you. But whoever wishes to become great among you must be your servant, and whoever wishes to be first among you must be slave of all. For the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many."
The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. And I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Our collect of the day, the prayer we pray together collectively this fifth Friday in the season of Lent in the church calendar. Almighty God, you alone can bring into order the unruly wills and affections of sinners. Grant your people grace to love what you command and desire what you promise, that among the swift and varied changes of the world, our hearts may surely there be fixed where true joys are to be found. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
You know me. You see my fate, even as you give and you take away. And I'm sorry that I'm this way, but I'd rather be honest than lie to your face. Standing in the desert, shaking my fist, is God still good? Oh, I think he is. Find me in the wreckage, praise on my lips.
Is God still good? Oh, I know He is, I know He is.
You can lead us in a time of guided prayer. I'll give prompts and continue to play. Pray specifically and by name for those in your life. We do this every day on morning prayer. Sometimes I'm tempted to make it very different and shake things up, and that's appropriate sometimes. But it's also the way of walking with the Lord to show up again and again and again. Be before Him. Say the names. Say the prayers and the scriptures. So now do that. Lift up those in your life. Let's begin with our own hearts, our joys, thanksgivings, trials, worries, fears. Fellow students, lift them up now, whoever the Lord lays on your heart. Them as well as the circumstance. Enemies now, bless those who curse us. Let's do what Jesus said and pray for them. Bless them.
Standing in the desert, shaking my fist. Is God still good? Oh, I know He is. Find me in the wreckage, praise on my lips. Is God still good? I know He is.
And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen and amen. Go in the peace and the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit. Ask God to show you His goodness, even in the midst of whatever you are going through, wreckage, joy, or mountaintops, or valleys. God, show your goodness today in the name of Jesus. Let's pray together again next week, Holy Week, leading up to Easter, Good Friday, Maundy Thursday. Let's pray together and spend time in His presence, contemplating all His goodness, all His sacrifice, all the wonder and mystery of who He is. Morning Prayer and Worship is a production of Steady Stream Ministries. Thank you for your support. We need you. We thank you. benwardmusic.com/donate. Bye-bye.